What does happiness depend upon?
Circumstances.
Happenings. That's where the word comes from. And often we're unhappy during the sojourn of life. And these things may come with the best of intentions on the part of the child of God. And you have these people that come up to you and they preach to the choir and they say, have faith. You've already got it. God's given it to you. That doesn't take away human inability, nor does it absolve you from the flesh. You have to live with that.
Yes, sir.
But they come and they say, just have faith. Just believe. They're not standing. They're not standing where you are.
I see it.
And I prefer to ignore those people. Now, does that sound harsh? Well, their intentions may be good, but I know a place that's paved with good intentions.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's best. Walter said it here one Sunday not long ago. Sometimes it's best to say nothing, but let people know that you're there for them if they need you. See, that's different than saying have faith. I told a man one time that I'll be your friend whether you're in jail or not. But be that as it may, saying something does not necessarily make it true. How often have people said, well, just pray about it? And in praying about it, they think the whole thing will vanish away. It won't. We're asked to fight the good fight of faith, to lay hold on eternal life. That's not the faith that's generated within ourselves. It's the faith that God gives, that he doeth all things well.
Yes.
And whatsoever he doeth is what? Right.
Amen.
Whether I know it or not. Now, that's not our own faith. That's not a faith that we've generated by. People think, well, if I study more, I'll have more faith. Well, maybe. Maybe. But then there's a time when your head gets numb and your brain doesn't work and you read God's word and it has no meaning to you. I've been there. So you close the book up and you sit isolated like a bird in the wilderness, and that's not a joke either. It's not our faith, but God's faithfulness to his people that counts.
Amen.
While knowing that there is no good thing that dwelleth in me, I know that he doeth all things well, and that he is faithful and just. Forgive us.
Amen.
He's faithful and just. Sometimes I think that we get too vigorous, and I have, in preaching to people. You get about halfway disgusted, you know, at people's neglect, and you get hard and. You preach a message that makes God the condemner with a capital C. But I've said it so many times the last few weeks that God is not only a God of justice and righteousness and holiness, but he is a God of mercy.
Yes, sir.
And a God of love. and a God that calls his people the apple of his eye.
Amen.
That in spite of what I'm going through or you're going through or what might be coming, don't lay these things aside and go and exert flesh instead of faith with the possibility that, well, maybe I can change things. This faithfulness of God causes us to continue and to persevere because, how many times have we said it? Because he preserves. Yes, he preserves his people. It causes us to continue in the good times and in the bad times, the times that we think are bad. Ellen was telling me that she was in an all-night, in a New Year's service, wasn't it, Ellen?
Yeah.
Down at 13th Street at Ashland, Kentucky. Brother Henry had lost a daughter with a husband and two children, two small children, had lost a daughter to cancer. And he stood up and he prayed, "Lord, we thank you for the good times this year, and we thank you for the bad times. We grow in deep water. In shallow water, the sharks do their praying, and we're turned aside. Oft times. He is always faithful. He keeps his word." This is it. "God is not man, that he should lie, neither the Son of Man, that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" That's Numbers, the 23rd chapter, verse 19. So the child of God can say with assurance, his compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The scriptures are first, and they're filled with such promises, but often, so often we're blind and cannot see afar off. Isn't that a strange statement that Peter made? Over in the 2 Peter, the 1st chapter, in the 9th verse. He said, you're blind and cannot see afar off. Well, if you're blind, you can't see at all. Yet that's what he said. The word is short-sighted. You're spiritually short-sighted. You can't see the woods for the trees.
Yeah.
You look only at what's up close. You don't look at what's out yonder. I'm going to quit. We'll continue some later date, probably. But in seeing up close, we can't see the purpose of God. In seeing up close, we can't begin to know what God hath promised for them that love him. We live in a world and in a day in which it's eat, drink, and be merry. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You got to catch the brass ring when it comes around. Well, a lot of people stood on the bank and watched the brass ring come around time and time and time again and didn't recognize it. those people? Are those people saved? Are they the children? What's God going to do with them? God's going to do with them as he pleases. But I read where there is a class of believer whose works are tried by fire. Did you ever read that?
Sorry.
Tried by fire. And if a man's works be consumed, that is, it's hay, wood, and stubble. Valueless. All of his works are valueless. What's going to happen to him? Well, he's going to the bad place, isn't that right? No, oh, no, 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 no. God doesn't promise and then fail. He shall be saved, the scripture says it very plainly. Yeah, so as by fire. God doesn't do things halfway. If he's going to redeem a soul, he's going to redeem it with no likelihood of it falling away or falling aside. For his salvation is eternal.
Amen.
And it's sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. And when we stand at these gravesides, and when we know, what is it the old hymn says about, does Jesus care? Well, he does. And he cares for his people. We lay a hold of him by the hand of faith that's given. Realize that what God has already given and what God has already done, he's going to continue to do that which he promised. Our Father, we're thankful again this morning for your blessing and goodness to us, for our gathering together in this place. Pray you'd bless Walter where he is this morning in that work called him away. We pray that thou wouldst bless him where he is and what he's doing. Bless us all together and give us hearing ears and seeing eyes that we may be enabled to withhold or to hold fast to the truth and continue walking in the best of our ability in the way of truth. For we pray it in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.